Absolutely. Remember that there may be more ways to identify risks. I think you're good to go with risk identification now. You are expected to schedule meetings to review and discuss risks on a monthly basis and at key milestones. And then, as part of the overall risk management process, you should move on to consider planning of risk responses. Anytime. I think Ralph would be the right person to talk about the risks he encountered during his study. When you hear it straight from him, I think it will make an impact. I will catch you later. I have another meeting to attend. In this course, you learned about the various aspects related to risk management at Quintiles. You learned about the fundamental concepts and the risk management processes in alignment with the project lifecycle and your role as a project leader in managing risks. You also learned about the types of documents you should refer to and the available sources of risk library information. You are now aware of some of the types of risks you are likely to encounter in the various phases of the project. This should help you in practicing effective risk planning. You should refer to the resources section in this course and reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. Good luck!